This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
I'm bugging me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
The fellas.
Willard took Nico Collins. Dibley took Gibbs.
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Yeah.
How you guys feeling?
I feel great. You feel good?
I feel okay. I mean, I feel like I had a choice of Saquon Barkley or Jahmyr Gibbs. I could have taken CMC, but I wasn't going to. But I got to that spot, and I was hearing my own self in my head thinking about Saquon Barkley coming off of that year. He is more likely to get hurt than, I mean, anybody else. And the history will show you that a guy who has that many touches tends to get hurt, so I went Jahmyr Gibbs.
Boom. I'm not mad at you.
People get hurt.
I want closure. I want tonight to happen so we can have my full team, you know? I'm excited about the rest of your show. Yeah,
Did you park behind me? Or did you drive today?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Bart.
Because I'm like, I get nervous about this stuff.
You know what I mean?
We're one bridge accident away from the whole thing getting delayed, and then everyone gets all ticked off. And no one's allowed to have any Wi-Fi issues.
Stop.
Everybody gets
No, they're allowed to.
No, but there people get very upset.
Yeah.
This happened to me already in a league. Didn't you do one on the Golden Gate Bridge or something?
Well, that was my choice.
No, but what was your? But you said there was a delay that caused
that. Oh, one of our guys had got married. It was his birthday and had to wait.
See?
And we waited.
This happens.
And I might do it again. The walk. Dibs, it really, beautiful out here. I'm just saying.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
Anyway. It was gorgeous.
Is there what's the website we're going to?
It's Yahoo.
I mean.
You played Yahoo. In the league before.
It's pretty.
Now, he knew that.
That's a pretty appropriate word for that question.
Is it? All right.
What?
Is Luke
what?
You see what my name is, Dibs, in the league?
Don
Wrinkles.
Where are the instructions?
I like to defend commissioners because people always yell at them, and they didn't like. It's the same as it always is, Steiny.
Oh, is it?
It is. There's more people.
Yeah, more members.
So there's more people.
Stop. Yeah. He's talking about logging on and how to draft.
Oh,
with how many people are in it.
Oh, no,
The same as it's always been. You go to the site and you click the word draft.
It's actually not the same. We have 16 teams and we lost a flex. And so all my work in July, June and July, all my homework, throw it out the window. It's not the same. I did.
I'm talking about
the website is the same, sure.
Log in. Yeah.
How many years have you been playing fantasy football?
Probably less than you think.
But it's probably 10, 15 years.
Probably 20.
No, definitely not 20.
My point is, you know what year this is for me in fantasy football?
Four.
Three, I think. Three.
I'm still learning the system. But you did it last year, and you did it the year before. It's the exact same.
No, but remember one of those years?
He got locked out.
I got locked out.
Right, that was year one.
Right.
Okay.
So that made sense. He was the one who got mad about that. I didn't.
Still
I had patience. But now, like, it's all of it's the same. It's the same.
So I got to remember my password from a year ago.
Well,
there's
I would
no
just,
chance.
I would just say this: if you need password retrieval help, that's fine. You're lucky. You have 5 hours.
Yeah, right. There you go.
You got 5 hours to work on that.
Not quite 7 hours.
Not seven. Well. Boy.
Well, and Scott now Hansen. 7 hours is now about five and a half.
6 hours.
No, for the commercials. Driving, so. Yeah. I mean,
Scott Hanson, 3:15.
And it just reminds me that every good thing must come to an end. All good things must come to an end. And I'm thinking about you, San Anselmo, and the good people of San Anselmo, where there's a big controversy about now where they have parking meters. It used to be 2-hour parking, no fee. You park, you're good.
Good old
days.
And
now they slap in those meters. And so people are outraged and whatever, pay for parking. It's not a huge deal, but all good things must come to an end.
Hey, pretty soon we're going to be paying for air.
Well, for sure. I mean,
that's 26th.
People, it's going to be like my mom at a restaurant. She's so, like, they charge for bread, and she just, it's like, we'd like more bread. And she's like,
do they charge for bread?
Is it free? And they're like, no, it's 13 cents. And then she'll be like, and then we're out. Oh, and I'm like, Mom,
get it.
You're retired. You're fine. Like, you sold a house. You're good. You can afford the bread. But on principle, we're done. One basket. We're out.
Yep. I cussed out my son. He graduated high school. I'll never forget. We went to a restaurant not too long ago. He goes, Dad, can I get the New York steak in front of the waiter? I go, you a Johnson. You ain't got to ask how much. You get what you want. You know, making it look like we didn't have it.
Right.
But you get anything on the menu, son.
Then you lean over and whisper to the server, how much is
that? I said, you a Johnson. Yeah. You get our ass up.
Market price. Market price. Dibs, people want to know what your team name is because Gibbs rhymes with Dibs.
Right.
So that people, and in fact, you know this.
Names.
You know this.
Oh,
2 years ago, my sons were just so, they were beyond excited. They always hate my team names because they're too intricate and they don't understand the inside jokes. But I drafted Jimmy or Gibbs.
This is it.
And they were so excited when they're like, Dad, we came up with your team name. You've got to be Willard and Gibbs. You have to be Willard and Gibbs. And so I was like, fine, we'll change it to Willard and Gibbs. I lost in the championship.
Dude, that was just about to say it.
But we made it. We made it to the end. And so now people want to know. Because you're Dibbs and
what's
you have Gibbs.
Sure, I have Gibbs.
Yeah.
My team name is Two Dimes, One Penny.
Oh.
Two Dimes, One Penny.
Do you want to explain? Please explain.
21 personnel.
Yeah, it's 21 cents. It's 21 personnel.
Yeah,
exactly.
Look at Goo got it. We'll both got
it. So you don't want to do something with Dibs and Gibbs?
Oh, no. No, okay. I might trade him.
And Jimmy or Dibs?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at Steiny's running back and thinking about Derrick Henry. I got a little running back envy.
Well,
I love Derrick Henry.
Point per reception.
You love him.
No, you don't. You didn't draft him.
Yeah, PPR league.
Well, you didn't draft him. I mean, at three, you're not going to draft him at three.
You could.
I could have, yeah. And the fact that I'm listed as Squirt
is one of the best drops. It doesn't get enough
back, sure.
Parenthetical, Dibs. Parenthetical. Your name's up there, right next to the Squirt.
Let's see how many... let's see how many names were spelled wrong. That's not Jamar Chase, right?
Huh?
I believe it's Jermar Chase.
No, that's
spelled
right.
It is Jamar J-A-M-A-R.
Like those are the apostrophe they left out.
Yeah, exactly. There's something not
right. Two R's and Jamar.
Thank you.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That was behind a pole.
Cut the guys a break in the morning.
I believe Bijan Robinson is B-I-J-O-N.
This is unfair right now.
No, you're wrong.
This is when Willard rent Spadoni's every window he had open.
Same with Barkley.
Like, dude.
C.D. Lamb is C-E-E-D-E-E. Lamb.
No, Saquon.
Why y'all doing butch like that,
Saquon,
man?
Saquon is an O, not
and
an A.
Malik Nabers is not
They doing my boy
Nabers.
Wrong, man.
I mean, if you're going to hold a draft on a whiteboard, then at least take the time to, like, get it right.
But he didn't know it was the spelling beast.
It's Nabers.
Dude, 6 in the morning. That was a great production.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, he took Malik Nabers. I don't even know if he's in the league.
Oh, Dibs.
Nebers.
From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Watch out.
Hey, Dibs, I drafted Gibbs number 3 in my draft as well, and I named my fantasy team Gibbs Me the Trophy.
I love it.
That's another 9. Good Lord. Now I wish I would have. Mine is Don Wrinkles.
Why?
Because I called Don Riddles Don Wrinkles. Because I'm ridiculous.
I mean,
yeah.
Great. Great.
It doesn't care.
Whatever it means to you is fine. Your names are for you. They're not for everybody else. That's all. What's your team name?
It's going to be Matt's matchless team again.
Stiney's I lost my team. Password, Stein.
Well, so I always feel like whenever someone does that, they never change their, like, if they use the auto-generated.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt's fun team. If you stick with that past the trade deadline, you get an automatic loss.
I tried to log in and change my name, but I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I'll help. I think I need Lucas's senior login.
Password retrieval.
Breaking news.
What's happening?
Mets lost. Giants 4.5 back.
That's great.
Right. But actually 5.5 back, if you would look at the tiebreaker procedures as I have, doing my homework as
Man,
I do.
I did not.
And, you know, you guys do 10-2 and whatever, willy-nilly, and you do what you do. But the one-game playoff is gone. So they now have a tiebreaker. Based on your head-to-head, and the Mets beat the Giants 4 out of 6. And so the Giants are 4.5 back. Sure, they're 5.5
So
back.
If they tie, there's no game?
No
they
game.
They lose.
No game. Yeah,
they lose.
They did away with it.
No, forget the – why would you go do away with that?
I understand them doing it for – and they have done it for a while. Like, if you have a tie between the second and third wild card team, I get it. By tiebreaker, you're second and you're third, but you're both still going. The idea that you would have two records and one team goes to the playoffs and the other doesn't, that should, in my opinion, that should still be settled by one game playoff.
That hurts.
But it's not. But it's not.
No, it's because
I got to add that extra five.
They went to a three-game wild card playoff, which is why they now think that, you know, we can't afford to do a game 163. Wow. And really, if you have... Let's say three teams, Cincinnati, the Mets, the Giants. You're all tied for the wild card. Okay, now it's the Giants and the Mets, and then the winner gets Cincinnati, and then, you know, either way, it's like two more days, and then we stretch it out.
What's the three-way tie procedure?
It's the same.
No, but like, so who gets it? If it is Giants, Reds, and Mets, who gets it?
I'd have to look.
Because I think the Giants beat the Reds.
No, 3-3.
Oh,
split,
okay.
Straight split. Yikes. I mean, it's back to April.
It might be record against each opponent.
No, I do with this.
It is intra-league, not interleague, intra-league. So you get into the intra-league, National League record, and that becomes, I think, tiebreaker number two.
Oh, man.
I was looking at it.
Willard, you're back. They're one game over 500. Yeah, like, and hey, you're tweeted real quick about Freeland. Yeah, that was a great one.
Which one? He embarrassed himself.
No doubt.
Like, he embarrassed himself.
He did, and that in baseball today, that wasn't even the worst hot dog in it.
Well, there's so many things within baseball and the old unwritten rules and all this stuff where it's like we can totally make you look hypocritical in 1 second. Like, why does a pitcher believe that the home plate is his? And if you're too close to it, I get to throw a ball at you. That's not disrespectful. But if somebody watches a ball for a second, it's translated as disrespectful. That's just stupid.
To
like you're 3-14. Your ERA is 5.5.
I get
you're
it.
You're mad. You suck. And so you started walking after the hitter who wasn't even paying
Dibs,
attention to you.
I can see you being Freeland, and you, that's a compliment. I can see having a horrible year, give up a bomb.
Brutal.
Hey, Guru, run your ass around. Get faster. I can see you doing it. That's competition.
Yes, it is. And, you know, if you really are a team that is united behind Kyle Freeland, the next guy who comes up, you get dotted.
Wow.
You get one in the ribs.
Didn't even think of that.
And, you know, now you want to come out and dance? Okay. Because they went back-to-back pinch hitters because Willy Adames, slap. The most embarrassing ejection in the history of sports.
I go, Willie,
the
you
man
gotta give me
slapped
a little more.
Air four straight times, and maybe he grazed Freeland once. You're gone. Chappie first out with a push.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice push.
He might get a suspension.
I don't think so.
He ran from nowhere.
He had linebacker eyes for a second.
Those were the softest two ejections in baseball history.
Yeah. Hey, I won't argue that.
That's how you get ejected and not suspended. Do it softly.
Fine.
Yeah. Hey, but for the Rockies not throwing back, huh?
Who says?
I mean, they didn't yesterday.
Who says?
You're right. You wait till getaway day.
You got me.
Absolutely. Yeah. You wait till getaway day.
You got me.
Well, I don't want to, like, you know, have it shatter a young pitcher, Steiny.
Like it did Birdsong.
Exactly. It ruined his career.
Everybody, it sure did. Everybody with the Rockies' careers are ruined. Dude, You're a pitcher for the Rockies.
Clint Hurdle ticked into the World Series, man. Wow.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
That was their 100th loss yesterday. Their run differential is negative 362. That's their run differential.
I don't know.
A team that's just a perennial one.
That's bad.
Those people in the stands, they deserve a parade for being at that game yesterday.
Four and a half. Go ahead, Stanley.
Five and a half.
Whatever. It's too early to worry about that. Just keep winning and then the Mets keep losing. Then we got action. We'll see.
Guru's already talking like we're not doing crossover tomorrow because we got to get down there. Or?
If you guys don't want to.
It's a long stretch.
How long a drive is it?
Well, let's map it right now. This is about the time that you'll be doing it, right?
I'm a guest because I pick up my son all the time from the station. Willard, before you tell us, an hour and 36 minutes.
No, I'm going to take the under.
111.
111? Yep. King's Fish House from right where we are right
buck
now.
Buck 7.
Buck 4.
Yep.
Do the crossover.
That's today.
Tim Hardaway.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's the best day of the week. Do the crossover. Don't be soft like Kyle Freeland. Do the crossover tomorrow.
I can't wait.
You can do a short one.
How many?
I might have to do it however you want. Find out if there's a charging station down there somewhere.
Y'all are coming down.
I told you I'll swoop you in the caddy. I don't even got to swoop you. You're here.
Where are you going to drop me off after?
Oakland on the way back.
You driving back to SAC tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I'm not. So I can drop you at Union City Bart.
We'll get you where you're going. Yeah, you guys are coming to do our show. We appreciate it.
Whenever you guys want to bounce.
You have to drop them off. You got to come back.
Is this the fifth or the sixth?
I was thinking about Juan Vino.
We had field work.
Yep. Fremont Bank twice.
Fremont Bank. And this must be number six. Am I forgetting one?
I don't think so.
No, you're on it.
I don't think so.
Because Juan Vino was amazing. And then the back-to-back field works, two different locations. Two different spots. Awesome.
Will I see your lovely new bride, Chris?
Is that even a question?
I love it. Let's go.
I mean, minus 1 million.
Missing the opening football game. Of course she's coming.
What do you say we bring the spouses tomorrow?
Bring them all.
What do you think?
Yeah. Dibs.
You got one?
I'll bring one. Look, that is a great one.
You spousing?
You coaching?
You spousing?
Let's get some more of that.
Yeah. My spouse is plus 18 million to show up.
Exactly.
I mean, with a 3-year-old. In between preschools right now. So I'll be coming in hot tomorrow.
I'm not going to use names, but there's one host who is plus infinity. Okay.
I'm laughing. It might be me. We'll just leave it right there.
But yeah,
sure.
Christy, what about this bomber news?
That's a hell of a story.
This is incredible. And Pablo Torre, how did he get tipped off?
He's so great.
Let people who've been working know what happened.
I'll let you do it.
Okay. So there is a report that came out. Pablo Torre's podcast. Basically, somebody that was, and was the name Affinity? What's the name of the company?
Aspiration.
Aspiration. Oh. Thank you. You know what that is. Anyway, Aspiration here in the, it's actually based here in the Bay. So it's a holding company for Ballmer.
Okay.
And they did an endorsement deal with Kawhi Leonard, but it was considered potentially a no-show endorsement deal. In other words, 3 years, $28 million, and you ain't got to do a thing. Mm. So the accusation that came out from someone that used to work for this company, which is now defunct, is that that deal was done to give Kawhi Leonard extra money and circumvent the salary cap, because you don't have to put that on the cap. That's a way to up someone's salary without it being, and the NBA has already responded and said, we are launching an investigation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, that tells me already that there's some sort of smoke
going down.
He's got to be suspended.
And the company is called KL2 Aspire LLC.
There you go.
KL2. So his name is Kawhi Leonard, KL, and he wears number 2. So, hey, Steve Ballmer, you're a billionaire. You're smarter than me. You've done way more than I ever will.
That's a shocker.
But What kind of an idiot are you?
That's like robbing a bank, leaving your license.
Well, could you name it like ZX8?
I don't know if he's an idiot. He made, like, they sound confident that they've got the legal backing here. That's their statement. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's not going to come down.
Up a fight.
No, it won't come down on Kawhi. This will come down. Yeah, this will come down on the Clippers if anything happens. Yeah. They'll lose draft picks and stuff
and,
like that.
Keith Smith is writes for Spotrac. He's come on a couple times. He reminded everybody what the penalty was for the Timberwolves way back in the day. And with Joe Smith, when they signed him to a nod, wink, wink under the table before it was due, or before they could, and their owner got suspended, and their McHale, their GM, had to take a leave of absence.
What does that even mean for an owner to be suspended?
I think he couldn't go to games.
Like, that would kill Ballmer. Terrible, but I know, but like, Lacob, those dudes were there. Like, that would bother him.
I would love to see someone tell Joe Lacob to not be allowed in his own building. That'd be amazing.
But Silva could do that, though.
Can he? It's Joe's building.
He wouldn't Bobby Valentine.
I don't know.
His mustache.
An owner being suspended is hilarious to me. What does that even mean?
The real punishment would be draft picks. Yeah. And, you know, if you're Ballmer and your team is now worth, whatever, $3 billion or, you know, with a brand new building, you're like, okay, fine. I mean, I could sell it and, you know, make my money back, whatever. I mean, it's the whole thing is just kind of, it's laughable in terms of punishment, but this one is totally smoking gun.
Y'all driven by that thing, the Intuit dome?
I have not yet.
That is a weird look.
It looks incredible on TV.
But the outside, you would not realize that that's an NBA arena.
And it's where the old Forum was at, right?
Near. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's through Inglewood there.
Inglewood?
Yeah.
Up to no good.
Up to no good. So, you drive by that thing and you're like, that's an NBA arena? It looks like a tech gadget headquarters. You feel like you're driving by Google. Somebody could go in there and get free lunch.
How about SoFi? Spadoni's been talking about that thing.
That thing's that's a
you've jewel. Been there?
Not in, but around.
Dibs?
That's a jewel.
No. I got to get there.
That thing is good review.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But they don't have any fans in there. But other than that, it's
Niner fans.
The problem the Clippers have, like, this is a big deal because they are old. They are an old team.
You going priest on me?
And they're about to lose draft picks. So,
man, oh man,
last year was their shot.
Yeah,
I thought was it. They should have.
Game seven to Denver.
They should have beat the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. They should have beat them. They had a shot. So Juwan's going to play. They say.
Expected.
Yeah. Has he said anything yet?
No.
Locker room just opened up a short time ago. I would imagine everybody made a beeline for him.
What could he say? Probably. And what would you say if you were him?
I'm just happy to be playing football. My calf feels good. Man. And, you know, this whole thing was never about the contract. It's always been about my calf. And, you know, I've worked through it and stuff.
What about the Instagram post?
Yeah, I doubt he's going to say that. I mean, John Lynch has already confirmed a trade request. I don't think you can play it that aloof
I mean,
like,
yeah,
gonna have,
yeah, it's part of the negotiation.
You got to speak to it.
Yeah, I was mad, and I wanted to be traded. And, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, you know, this is the best place for me to go out there and ball and be the best player I can be.
Does that pair with – Kyle did already say today, no resolution on the contract situation, which –
Yeah,
you know,
he played it. Yeah.
So that doesn't – I don't think Juwan is going to be like –
So you
now
still think it's ongoing?
Well, yeah. No resolution. That's what that means, right? I don't think Juwan is just suddenly happy.
I thought
happy.
The resolution, yeah, but you want to play, so you came back.
He's not in position to miss games. He never was. He can't miss games.
No, we talked about
it. Yeah. So he just – he lost, at least for now.
That's what I thought.
He lost. Tried. Give him credit for trying. But probably asked too much. Mm. Niners might have been a little bit more willing to move with him if the ask had been a little lower.
We had Ted Wynn on who said he's a bona fide Jennings number two anywhere. All right, but I know he's come up big, but that was high price number two. Well,
and then he also said that when Ayuk comes back, he's your one. And so if he's your one and you have Pearsall, is Pearsall your two? Is Jennings now back to being the three again? That's what Ted was saying.
I still think Pearsall, at least for – I mean, because Brandon's going to need time too, even when he's back. I think Pearsall's won.
Who has more receiving yards the first four games, Pearsall or Jennings?
I'll take Pearsall.
I think
Jennings' snap count might be a little limited.
Yeah, that's true. I have Pearsall, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Will you have Pearsall when you go to bed tonight, though? That's the question.
Get that password.
What time is it again?
He'll be stuck on auto draft.
Seven. Those are the one people play.
Lucas, I can't get into my account. I need the draft to be paused. No, I'm stiny.
I get it.
I'm in my 60s.
Don't listen.
Just handle your business up front.
Go figure it out in the next 5 hours, though.
He won't.
Don't wait till 6:45 to look for your password. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You got time.
Lucas, I can't get in. I need to make a pick, Lucas. I need to be enabled.
Another homer for Devers tonight?
All righty.
How about two? Colorado.
Dude, focus the look over here. I'm the one saying it.
He licked at me.
Yes.
I got to go.
No, you don't. Do you? Do you really?
He wants to stay and lick.
Yeah, I got to meet somebody.
Oh. No, you don't.
Oh,
hey. You say good night? Boy, you are getting old.
Where are you not meeting this person?
This is getting... Yeah. This has gotten old.
No, it's your go-to.
95.7.
Yeah, thank you, man. You've
gotten old, but
this guy is such a D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.